Protect your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great, good morning, everyone. It is 9:08 a.m. on my Bacardo Jewelers watch on a beautiful Thursday, September 18th. Year of our Lord, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. Broadcasting today from the United States of America. I could prove it because another idiot is off the air because he sucks at his job. It's also the place where the brave, like the veterans we salute today, thanks to John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality, among his many great companies, like veterans we lost this year, but celebrate this day thanks to John, James Treon, Hazelton, Stanley Suchoski, Wilkes-Barre, Charles Paget, Hunlock Creek, Stephen Myers, McAdoo, David Drasnan, Dallas, and Thomas Yenjo, Weston. The United States of America, founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible, amazing, irreplaceable founding fathers, that government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our salvation, our direction. Not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. It could not be parceled out to groups. Freedom couldn't be controlled by government or government officials because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press. Doesn't matter how they use it. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose. Unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed. Unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show, well, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And so we gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you, because of our commitment to common sense, we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you in a crazy world, in a world where you heard the Democrats. We had George W., who is an anti-Trumper, Hillary, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, all of them talking about illegal immigrants and getting them out of here. And then you heard a panoply of fools, all Democrats, about how we're going to take care of we're not going to have any kind of violence in this country, but here's the violence we advocate. These people are sick. Please know this. Please. And I could have played more. I could have played the Senate Minority Leader, Chuck Schumer, or as Rush used to call him, Chuck U. Schumer. It could have gone on forever. These people, they're liars. They are hypocrites. And it's actually something I want to talk about in a little bit. But Murph sent something special. We're going to end the show with it. But I want to play it now. It was, by the way, I'm not dancing on Jimmy Kimmel's grave. He'll be fine, I promise you, just like idiot Colbert. But Nexstar, this is how it happened in short order. Nexstar Group, which owns a station, maybe two in this market, Nexstar Group, and it's founded by Perry Sook, who started his career here in Northeast Pennsylvania. Nexstar Broadcasting said, we are not going to air this fool's program. We're done. We want comedy, or we'll do something else. We'll just go in another direction with our own stations. But we're not going to listen to a scumbag like Jimmy Kimmel lying and preaching Democrat left-wing lunatic lies. We're not going to do it. And NBC quickly said, hey, this is hundreds of stations, and his ratings are in the toilet. Are we going to wait for them to pick up, or are we going to suffer the embarrassment of having dozens of our affiliates not carry Jimmy Kimmel? This is free speech, baby. This is a company acting responsibly, saying more than half of our listeners are sane, sensible people. None of them watch this clown who was lying as late as Monday about the MAGA crowd trying to pretend, by the way, that the killer of Charlie Kirk was anything other than a MAGA. I mean, these are sick, demented people. There's nothing else you could say when someone lies on national TV like that. He knows it's being recorded. So he either doesn't know any better or he doesn't care. Either way, ABC, Disney, one of the wokest corporations on the planet, disgustingly so. I told you about their mustachioed princess now. Did I say NBC? Yeah, Kimmel, ABC. They have a mustachioed princess at Disney World. Like again, there's a sickness that's overtaken Disney. But they had enough. And they said, we're not going to lose any money anymore either. That's what makes the decision. And they dumped the bum. Good. Suspended indefinitely. That's how they put it. Amazing. Anyway, here's what the fight's about. It's about Charlie Kirk. That's a fitting tribute. We're trying to find out who sang the song. Murph forwarded it to us. It's not labeled, and our machines screwed it up today, but you get the point. Absolutely beautiful. We'll finish the show with it. Stunning. Stunning tribute to Charlie Kirk. And I noticed, my man Gary sent me a bunch of the pictures, but I've got the papers. New Turning Point USA chapter is opening in local college campuses. Great stuff. Great stuff. Well, Jimmy Kimmel. You go do your thing as Trump dominates Europe once again with a visit to Great Britain. We'll take a break and be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Let's take you back before I was born. September 18th, 1960. Frankie Avalon, he was given $600,000 on his 20th birthday for earnings accumulated while he was a minor. Wow. Do you know how much money that was then? Whew. Venus is the song Murph picked. Amazing, huh? Remember, he was a movie star, songster, all that. Quite amazing. Thursday, the men of the great men of the Scranton DPW, they picked everything up today. Said hello to Chauncey. Had a bone for Chauncey. Great crew. They don't need a consultant, mayor, many names. They know what they're doing. And they get it done. Thanks, guys. And thank everybody. Everybody thank your DPW guys. They got the job done for you. Let's go to the blower. We got Jim from Wilkes-Barre. Jim, how are you?
Hey, Bob. It's really good to talk to you again. I talked to you several times over the years, but Max from Mountaintop talked to you many times
yes.
over the years. And so depressed that I feel such emptiness because he died August 29th. I just found out about it from his son. I just found out 2 days ago. Now, Max and I stayed in touch for over 50 years. We've been like brothers.
Yeah.
We stayed in touch every day. And he and I love your style, the way you pound away and hammer away and expose what the Democrats are doing. So we love your style. I hope you never quit, and I know you won't. But the thing about Max, he told me back in June he was diagnosed with nodule cancer in his throat. And he had to start going in July to get chemo once a week, radiation five times a week. And that was going to be until the end of August. And ironically, it didn't save him. August 29th, he passed away. And I think he suffered because I didn't hear anything from him for the last month and a half. Oh. So he must have suffered. And we stayed in touch 7 days a week. We never lost touch every day.
This is a large dysfunctional family, and, you know, he was fun. He really was a fun guy.
Oh, bold, outspoken, and humorous.
Yeah. He would text
me.
His text and his emails were even funnier. I couldn't talk. I couldn't tell the audience half of it.
That's for sure. He was. That's how he always was. He was always like that since the mid-70s, since he and I were... He's very well educated,
yes.
And exactly when you hear him on the air, that's exactly who he is. And if he was here to hear about Charlie Kirk's death, I couldn't understand why I didn't hear from him when Charlie Kirk was assassinated on September 10th. September 10th. And if he was here, he would be outraged and just as depressed as you and I are, because he and I followed Charlie Kirk so much. We love Charlie Kirk.
That's sad. That is sad. It's losing a family member. It really is. Jim, I'm so happy you told us about this. In a little bit, I would have been saying, man, why am I not hearing from Max? He would just send me these outrageous commentaries, and I just loved them.
He was hilarious. He was. What he would say, how he would say it, he just made that uniqueness, just like you. You have such uniqueness. When I was on Rob O'Donnell's show yesterday afternoon, I was falling apart emotionally. I could hardly speak. I was so depressed. So I had to get strong this morning for Max. And you have two great callers named Max. Max from Dixon City.
Yes.
Great caller. Fantastic person also.
Yep.
I don't know Max from Dixon City, but he's a great, great caller.
Always on point.
Well,
that our Max from Mountaintop will be forever remembered. Jim, I thank you so much, and you make sure you keep in touch. And I appreciate you telling us about this.
I sure will, Bob, because you're fantastic. There's nobody else like you, and Max and I both knew it, and we spoke about it all the time. How great Bob Cadero is.
Well, I remain beyond flattered.
And you expose what's happening in this country like nobody else can. You're just great.
Well, Jim, thank you. I appreciate it, and I'm so happy you passed on the information to us. We can mourn our man Max from Mountaintop. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. We'll take a break at that sad note. But, boy, we enjoyed him. He'd send me he'd send me emails, and they were just they were intelligent, but they were outrageous. I couldn't even relate half of them to you. It was just so fun. So much fun. Max from Mountaintop. We'll say a little prayer for his soul as well. Let's take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We'll come back with our veterans tribute after this.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Of veterans this hour, men we lost this year but celebrate today, thanks to John Basiliga and his great Basiliga Hospitality Group. You're looking for bar restaurants with everything from French fries to fine dining. Old Brook Inn, Springbrook Township. Far Street Tavern, the Great Trips Park section of West Scranton. And the main drag of Oliphant, Queen City Tavern. Fine dining? Yeah, we got that too. The best anywhere. I'm going beyond Northeast PA. Matera 519, downtown Scranton. Stegmeyer Mansion, downtown Wilkes-Barre. And, of course, nightclub, Sergey's Live. And the home of maybe some big Sunday football. The Scranton Art House, my favorite first-run movie theater. David Drasnin. We lost him September 14th at age 88 at his home. Graduate of Montgomery High School and West Virginia University, class of 1958. He was employed by Prudential Securities for many years, retiring in 1997 as branch manager. In his early years, he was with Bache & Company, and he had managed the Parkersburg, West Virginia, South Bend, Indiana, and Wilkes-Barre offices. Prior to Bache, Dave served in the U.S. Army, Field Artillery, 2nd Howitzer Battalion, 25th Artillery in the U.S. and Germany, discharged as a captain. A lifelong member of Kiwanis, serving as president of the Wilkes-Barre chapter. He was involved in the Red Cross blood donation program. David was preceded in death by his first wife, Sharon Drasnin, in 1989. Survived by his current wife, the former Ethel Hauk. A daughter. Sons. And the legacy continues. 11 grandchildren and 12 great-grandchildren. David Drasnin. Thomas Yensho, he was but 74 when he died September 14th. He was from Weston. Born in Hazleton, he spent most of his life in Weston. 1968 graduate of West Hazleton High School. Employed as supervisor for the Mine Safety Health Administration. Prior to that, he worked as a heavy equipment operator and dragline operator. Man, I loved draglines in my childhood. For Pagnotti Enterprises. He also worked for Hazleton and Redding Anthracite in Pottsville. He was a U.S. Air Force veteran of the Vietnam War, serving from 68 to 72. He was also a member of the Strategic Air Command Elite Guard while he was stationed in Omaha, Nebraska. Member of Sacred Heart Roman Catholic Church, Weston, the American Legion in Nuremberg, the VFW Cunningham, surviving in addition to his mother, or his devoted wife, the former Patricia Tomchek. They were married in 1973. Also, a son, a granddaughter, and other family members. Thomas Yensho, our great veterans this hour. Brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. From meteorologist Joe Snedeker, today morning clouds then becoming sunny. He says it's going to be 80. Now, it's only 65 outside the studios. It's going to have to become sunny for that. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 57. Friday, sunny, 77. Saturday, sunny, 73. Sunday, sunny, 73. I'm going to the garage this afternoon, and I've got to bring Chauncey. And so I'm hoping it's warm so the garage doors are open. I don't want Chauncey breathing our cigar smoke. So we're hoping for the best. Anyway, the Kimmel thing, somebody texted in, and I've got something else on Charlie Kirk. Oh, what is, something about free speech, somebody says. I want to find this. Something like about free speech with Jimmy Kimmel. He had free speech. He had lousy ratings. Nobody was watching. And until his latest idiocy, which caused a revolt among the largest affiliate group ABC had, Nexstar Broadcasting, he was losing the money. Nobody was watching. And were they going to wait a year, lose another 50, 70 million bucks just so to indulge Jimmy Kimmel's idiocy? Look at the guy. And by the way, here's the sad part. He and Colbert, they are very smart, funny guys. And their work, their body of work was great until they went political. And then it was a horrible show, and nobody watched. Period. There's nothing about free speech. freeze. Come on. Dear Lord. Sorry. By the way, a number of you texted in saying it's Lee Bryce who did the Charlie Kirk song. So Lee Bryce, thank you for that very much. By the way, something I don't want to forget about. When somebody said Charlie should not have been the first topic, we had three police officers assassinated yesterday, two more injured. Rural York County. And yeah, there's going to be vigils for them. But thank you for bringing that up. We were not going to overlook it. That I promise. I have to stop saying we. Well, although sometimes, the bulldog counts in all this. But every Friday, and my man Nicky DeSanto provided me with it, the policeman's prayer. And you know what? I think we got to read it now, considering that we lost three of our best. And so thank you for reminding me. Policeman's prayer. Lord, bless the ones who wear the badge, the ones who walk the beat. Protect and keep them safe while they are on the street. As they wait and as they watch, doing good for all, guide their minds and give them strength for each and every call. Ready to put their lives on the line, give them courage each day. Let them know you're always there in each and every way. So bless the ones who wear the badge. Protect them from harm. Always keep them safe and in your loving arms. Doesn't it seem it sometimes? Barry McGuire, Murph says he moved up to number two this date, 1965, with his hit, Eve of Destruction. Body Shop guy says, a little PSA this morning. Deer are running early this year. He's gotten five calls for deer hits in the last 4 days, and it's too soon. So be careful out there. Be very careful out there. So I going through Instagram this morning, and I find this thing, and a number of you have sent it to me also. Bulldog, you have it ready? Let me know. Not yet. Okay, when he gets it ready. Charlie Kirk, he died at 12:23 p.m. So religious-minded people said Bible verse John 12:23. And it is Jesus' reply, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. John 12:23. And two of our awful newspapers, and again, they still have good people working at these places. Scranton Times Citizen's Voice, talking about new chapters of Turning Point USA. Great stump. Somebody says, Bob LTS, I used to watch Kimmel all the time until about 6 months into Trump's first term. Then you just couldn't take him anymore. I agree. Haven't watched him since, says Slick. It was ridiculous. He got ridiculous. Well, my Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me we're approaching 9:50. And as I look at it, I'll know exactly when that happens. Right now. We got no music? We're having problems with our computer today. Our apologies in any event. Well, what are they? IBM mainframes from 1958? What do you expect? On the Jimmy Kimmel thing in the free speech. Because my man excavator guy, who I got to run into at the, he and his wife at the Festa, which was very nice. He said, I'm tired of seeing all these people on the internet talk about the free speech bull. Why people are losing their jobs, could you maybe explain to the audience the difference between free speech pertaining to the government how it doesn't pertain to an employer firing someone. Well, it doesn't. It's that simple. And Joe from Trips Park adds, how did the party of lockdowns and censorship go from forcing us to call people whatever gender and pronoun they choose, not disagreeing, I'm adding this to for Joe, not even discussing the lunacy of the lockdown and school closure policies and mask policies and vax policies of the government, and now all of a sudden they're advocating for free speech no matter how radical or stupid it is. Well, let me say this. They are doing that. But here's the funny part. It had nothing to do with free speech. Somebody takes it, Bob, the same thing happened in Britain with the transgender operations on children that happened to Colbert and Kimmel. They were canceled because they were proven to have false narratives with horrible results. Bob Kimmel's another text in. Bob Kimmel's supposed to be a comedian, not a political hack. Bring back the Johnny Carson days. Amen. Another, hey, Bob, the left doesn't like it with the shoe on the other foot now. Freedom of speech, but not freedom of consequences. And he gives me an LTS. LTS back at you. Another, Bob, I never watched Jimmy Kimmel's show. He never appealed to me, but he was a fool to tackle politics. It was a real turnoff. And then thanks me for this show. The old gal from Mountaintop. LTS back at you. Another. This is interesting point. Thank you for this. Bob, it makes you wonder if the USAID discovery of misused funds, remember how they were funding the media, has something to do with the cancellations of late. It just might. It just might. And Mr. Paul texts in, Kimmel said a number of years ago he didn't want those people, meaning us, watching his show. Mr. Paul says, I remember, and I remember it well. And nobody's been watching for a long time now. He had horrible ratings. Now, let's just say, for example, Nexstar, I'm sure it's 30 to 50 ABC affiliates. And they're saying, hey, the guy's not funny anymore. He's alienating, somebody said, half the audience. No, he's alienating 70 to 80% of the audience, potential audience. So nobody's watching. And his ratings haven't picked up since the announced cancellation of Colbert. And so we're not going to even pick anything up if we try to hang in for 10 months. And now we're losing all these affiliates? Forget it. Done. Basta. Yeah. And again, please remember this. Mr. Paul reminded me of this. He said a number of years ago, he didn't want us watching. Well, we didn't, and it was his demise. So there's his free speech. Hey, sometimes it doesn't work out. I want to go back, again, when you're on the left, you really don't have a concept of the Constitution. Free speech does not mean there are no consequences to taking a stand, to taking up a position. Jimmy Kimmel and Colbert were not entitled to make $25 million a year. Who entitles them to that? And by the way, at the Emmys, Colbert admitted there were 200 people working on his show. I mean, how could you do that? Insane. This has nothing to do with free speech. Charlie Kirk died for free speech. That's free speech. And that was the consequence from a sicko. You're going to compare a guy making $25 million a year to Charlie Kirk? Please. Your show sucked. Like, there was nothing funny about it. At the beginning of his monologue, Jimmy Kimmel used to be, and I used to have to watch it sometimes if I was still up, by the way, or I would have to get clips the next morning just to see what they're doing to prepare for this program. It wasn't even remotely funny. Seth Meyers, same thing. Awful. Jimmy Fallon, acceptable. Not great. But he might have learned his lesson. And by the way, when you want to take on politics, make fun of both sides. No big deal. There's a lot to make up with Trump. I was laughing yesterday. He and King Charles are walking around, and it was a windy day. They could not keep their hair in place. And I mean, there's something funny that you could do. But no, their hatred, and I mean vile hatred, for conservatives, for Trump. It went way beyond Trump, by the way. Their vile hatred ended their shows. They had the freedom to express that vile hatred. They paid the price. We'll take a break. Time for the news with Brian Hughes. We're going to come back. We got the weekend warrior. Yeah, the NFL's coming. College is coming. Football weekend is nigh. We'll be back after this. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.